Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Express Talks with Femi. Thanks for joining me, I really appreciate you guys, and welcome to this week's episode. Before we get started, I just want to say a big thank you to you guys that listened to my debut episode. I tried to get lots of listeners for my debut, which was quite encouraging. So if this is your first time listening, you have probably heard through my Anchor link, because I have it on all of my social media. Just check out my previous episode, so just me talking about what my podcast will be about, and check out the list of available platforms where the podcast is going to be airing. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Podcast Connect, and so many more. It isn't available on Apple Podcasts yet, and quite a number of people told me to have it on there because it's available to them through their smartphones, which I understand. So I'll try to speed up, I'll try to make it work as soon as possible. It's quite complex. So yeah, moving on. Before we actually get on discussing about this week's episode, I want to talk to you guys about something real quick. Something we've been hearing all our lives, something we are not new to, and that's New Year resolutions. Yeah, people, it can never go out of fashion. If you are out there and you haven't set out New Year resolutions for yourself, I really think you should. Yeah, man. Because I kind of like notice a lot of people want to work with vibes this year. They are just like, any I'll just say give me, I'll go give them back. Nah, bro, stick to the basics. Trust me, trust your process as well. Just set out new stuff for yourself. I know things have been difficult lately. We all have goals. We all had goals previous years that we weren't able to achieve. Bring them to this year, you know. Set it out. Formulate new approach to it. You don't even have to be many goals. And you also don't have to achieve everything. You know, just achieve, you know, some of them. So when you look at this year, the following year, and see how far you've come, you want to keep on going. For instance, I started out last year skinny as hell. And I changed my diet, you know, changed my workout routine, implemented new workout routines for myself. And at the end of the year, I got buff as hell. And this year, I plan on going soda free. I'm currently on a 28-day streak. You see, it's just step by step. You're only going to keep getting better. If your goal last year was to buy a car, you know, bring it to this year. You can buy a bike or bicycle. I'm just joking. You know, you can still buy the car. Bring it to this year. You know, don't give up on it. If you're trying to buy a land, trying to build a house, you're trying to quit smoking, or you're trying to lose weight, just put it out there, you know, put it in your mind. I feel like New Year resolutions give you something to look forward to, and we all should look forward to something, you feel me? It's also another reason to keep us living, you get me? So that's why, my opinion, I think can never go out of fashion. So yeah, you guys should definitely, you know, set out New Year resolutions for yourself. The year is still young, don't give up on your goals. Some people are like, this year don't even spoil for me, which kind of mumu year with this. It's just January, bro. Relax, chill. It's going to get better, trust me. So this week's episode is actually quite funny because I've been pondering on what content to make since I made my first episode, and it just wasn't coming. And then this week happened. There was lots of stuff this week. You know, this week was filled with so many stuff, especially if you're on Twitter. So I'm just going to be giving you a media review and talking about what reacting to different things that happened on Twitter this week. So on Sunday, it started on Sunday. It was from Sunday I knew this week was going to be very, 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 very interesting. Because I was scrolling through my Twitter and I saw a tweet. Let me read it to you guys. Let me grab my phone. Okay. The tweet reads, "If we did it, don't post your bum bum on the World Wide Web." Isn't that quite funny? So from then I knew, bro. And that was not the first time I'm getting that kind of stuff. I mean, I think Okiki, the Instagram skit maker, made a video. That was the first time I came across something like that. But it was just funny. And, you know, the series of events that took place this week, the challenges that, you know, came into light and everything there were discussions on, how will you put it or something, people are like, guys were like, I cannot allow my babe, I cannot allow my sister, but we watch it, you know, so many things. So yeah, I'm just going to be reacting to it and telling you guys what I think about that. And also in particular, it's going to be majorly about me reacting to what I think about my partner posting explicit images on the internet. So you guys should stay tuned, stay with me. I want to grab something real quick. I'll be right back with you guys.
Wow. 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 body could have you. I got too much on my mind right now. I ain't got the time to get you sent right now. I got too much on my mind right now. Tell that hero tell, get my baby 30,000. Bar for me.
So hey guys, I'm back with y'all, and please remember everything I say now is of my own opinion. I'm saying it from a guy's standpoint, from a male standpoint, yeah, because I identify as a guy, as a male. My pronouns is he or him, if that matters to you. This pronouns thing, you know, one of these days I'm actually going to bring someone on so we can talk about it, because it gets complex at times, you know, this LGBTQ thing. I understand the LGBT part, but I think this one is also included in it, where someone is saying my pronouns is they or dear, or refer to me as they, and it's just confusing. Like back in the day when you go on sites to register an account, or you went on Google to register an account, you went to Gmail, you wanted to open a Gmail account, when you selected the gender part, it was just male, female. Now it's male, female, binary. You know, some sites, they even get more detailed. You know, it's different things, and it's, oh Jesus, it's just confusing. And you know, people just expect you to run with it. And I'm personally, I'm this kind of I'm a curious person. And when it came into, you know, when the stuff started bubbling and I was seeing it all around, I read about it, but it's still confusing. I still feel like I need oral explanations. I need someone to pull me through why something like that is needed. You know, I feel like the world is already fucked up. Please stop trying to complicate it more. All right, so but that's by the way. Now moving on to the part of ladies posting their bodies on the internet. You see, it's no longer news. I mean, we see news every now and then of ladies. You don't have to go to explicit sites anymore. It's blowing up in your face, which I don't understand, for real. Because ladies claim, okay, not even ladies, it's a known fact. We've experienced, everyone has experienced it. We've known this all our lives. Ladies' bodies, women's bodies have been over-regulated. We experienced it growing up. You see mothers tell their daughters while they are sitting down, close your legs. While the son has his leg wide open, you see boys playing ball shirtless, but you hardly see girls playing ball shirtless, even before they experience puberty. So it's always been like that since forever. Ladies' bodies has always been controlled. You feel me? So now I understand when women say, oh, they are trying to fight that, they're trying to show people there's nothing wrong with your body, there's nothing wrong showing off your body like men. Cool. But where does it get too much? Where does it become too much? Where does it start? Where do we have to consider the people around us, even if we don't like to do it? Because I know nowadays the norm is, oh, love yourself. No one can make you happy but yourself. Be your source of happiness. Love yourself more than anyone. It's not about me. That's the thing in this generation. It's all about me, me, me. And it can't happen. It's, as much as you like to do it, you can't live your life solely focused on yourself. It can't work out. It won't work out. You're going to have to consider the people you love at some point. Do you have little girls that you're mentoring or that look up to you? You're going to consider when you take some actions. Do you have a partner that will get mad if you post something like that on the internet? You're going to have to consider him as well. You know, it can't always be me, 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 me. See, listen, on my own part, I'm cool with my lady posting, you know, our body on the internet. Or wait, the funny thing is, explicit image can be relative. What I consider explicit might not be what someone consider explicit. I consider posting your bare butters, like your butter, your butt on the internet as explicit. Now, if I didn't say that already, of course, I'm not cool with my lady posting our bum bum on the internet. Hell no. But are you trying to show off some skin? Cool. Are you trying to show off some cleavage? Sign me up. Are you trying to look pretty, you know, dress and look really pretty? That's what I'm made for. See, that's what I'm built for. Let me listen. On my own part, I love bad bitches. That's the thing. You're not going to see me looking at some girl putting on long skirt and be like, oh my, you want me? Nah, that's not a femme thing. That's not my thing. It's just me. But then, do I think we are starting to overplay it? Yeah, I think we should tone it down. And also, I also feel like men should tone it down and be more accepting of their women, you know, showing off their bodies, showing off, you know, what they have. Okay, not like in the sense of showing off their blah, blah, not explicitly, you feel me, but showing off what they have. So men are so insecure that they don't want their women, you know, you see, they try to go to O1B now. There are some men that want to go to O1B and they're like, no, Felicia, for like a, you can't put this on. You know, sometimes insecurity setting. That's why you go on the beach in Lagos and you never see any lady putting on bikini. That has to change. You know, the funny thing is, you know, the economy in Nigeria is bad. Yeah, and I feel like the average relationship in Nigeria is the male funding it. Like, it's fact. It's either you take it or not. It's how it is. It's the reality of things. It's the male funding it. So I believe it's the male setting the tone most of the time. And we need to tone it down. You feel me? We need to be more accepting of their ladies posting their, you know, showing off their body. Cause it's the same reason that will make a guy drag his babe on jean to the beach while he's also putting on jean on Balenciaga sneakers. And then they are sweating as well, because it's always sunny on the beach. I mean, there's always forget the breeze that blows. You surely, you know, at some point, if you're putting on something that thick, you're going to sweat. And then you've intricated the old smell of your lady's pom pom. And you also, your penis is tensing, and you're going to have the most musty sex ever. Come on, it's 2021, that's double pandemic. You don't want that, we don't want that happening anymore. You feel me? I feel like men should be more accepting of their ladies posting their body. This topic is actually quite, you know, it's tricky. There are different sides to it. You know, it has different opinions can come out from it, different idea, different narrative. But you just have to know what works for you, and you also need to be considerate if you are a lady of what you do, because it's never just about you. And also, in as much as I'm saying that I want men to be more accepting of their ladies posting their body, I'm not saying you should be socially coerced into viewing nudity as normal. There's a thin line. If what your lady is doing is OnlyFans-esque, she's putting OnlyFans content, kind of like OnlyFans kind of content out there, and you're not comfortable with it, bro, it's either you bounce or you tell her about it. And if she's not eating and still telling on you, your chest is paining you every time. Anytime you see your lady holding a ring light about to go take a picture, your heart is already racing because you don't trust the outcome. My guy, bounce. Your life is important to me. You can't come and kill yourself. It's fact. And the thing about women is that they seek attention a lot. They seek validation a lot. They are more competitive. You feel me? It's like, it's a known fact. A lot of them know it, but they will never admit to it. You see, while the only competition you find amongst men is who got more acts, and now this is like a basic stereotype, it's a lazy ass stereotype, the competition you're going to find with women is who is more pretty, who got the banging body. It's that way with them. It's different. You see the silhouette challenge that happened days ago, like a day or two ago. If a lady sees her friend do it and she gets lots of nice reception in the film, she gets lots of engagement, and her moral compass does not restrict her from doing it, bro, she's going to do it as well, because she's going to try to prove that, yo, I can do this thing, I'm just as pretty, my body is just as banging. It's like that with them. They compete a lot. That's why it's only a lady that will tell you, I don't want anyone on my bridal shower looking, or my bridal maid, or whatever it's called, looking better than me. You're not going to see a guy tell you, I don't want any one of my groom men looking better than me. Bro, it's just that way with them. It's also a lady that will tell you, oh, I can't date a light-skinned guy because when we walk into the room, it's going to take the shine. Bro, it's competition with them. Even when they don't know they are competing, they are competing, bro. It's fact. It's a bitter truth. I'm not expecting any lady listening to this to, you know, to admit to it. It's that way with them. They are always going to dodge responsibilities. It's fact. Don't admit to it, boys. That way with them. And you as a guy, you should always know this. Your girl is not only trying to do good for you. It is a hard pill to swallow, but the sooner you swallow it, the better. She will always want to go out to look better, to look good for other people. Okay, let me cut it down to her friends. She wants to look good for her friends. She's trying to kill shit for her friends. So she's trying to do good. She's trying to look just as good as her friend. See, okay, listen. True fact. Try this with your girl. If you are in a relationship, try this with your babe. Tell her you are going out with your friend. And he's also going to bring, he's going to be bringing his babe. And they're going to be going with her. It doesn't even have to be a formal date. Just something informal. You guys are just going to hang out. And see how she's going to take it. Bro, she'll take it serious than you. It's just that way. Because she's not trying to look bad than your guy's babe. It's just facts. She's trying to look better. They're just competitive. See, I've been there. I know this thing. It's that way, Molly. I can't lie to you. It's just that way with them. So what I've been saying this past few minutes is that as a guy out there, you need to be more accepting of things. You feel me? Beauty standards, society beauty standards has changed. Social media beauty standard has changed over the years, and your girl will always want to look good. So if you're out there, you have a problem with your girl showing skin or cleavage, bro, it's nothing to be worked up about. Or you see your girl throwing ass with her friends and you're having sleepless nights, trust me, it is not worth it. You need to tune it down. But then if it's only fans kind of content you have problem with, like me, bro, is it that you bounce or you tell her about it? And if she not yield, like I said, just pull the plug. And I did not mention, if you're out there and you're cool with your girl posting OnlyFans kind of content, bro, run with it. It's nothing for you. Don't let external noise or people's talk determine what goes on in your relationship. For real, you can run with it. And it's on you. That's on you. As long as you can, you know, stomach it, it's fine. But as for me, like I said, I was going to see things from my own standpoint. I'm not accepting of my lady posting beer bomb bomb on the internet. And if you're out there too, that you're like me, bro, don't let anybody condition you to change. Don't let, see, once you find yourself in anything or two with all this kind of people that post, all these kind of girls that post this OnlyFans X kind of thing, are going to tell you that nudity is just art. Man, they can't fool any Roger. Nudity is not art. Bro, if you're not cool with it, bounce. You don't want anyone giving you sleepless night or unnecessary headache. You know why? The average life expectancy of a Nigerian man is 54. Don't let any woman cut it by two for you. Once again, the average life expectancy of a Nigerian man is 54. Don't let any woman cut it by two. So yeah, that brings us to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget to like, share my podcast if you enjoy the episode. If you're listening on Spotify, follow it. If you're listening on Anchor, like it. Or like I said earlier, I like to get this. I'll try to get this to appear on Apple Podcasts as well as possible. Yeah, you should follow my Twitter page dedicated to the podcast. That's it. See you guys. Why would I stress? Why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse. Finesse with style, finesse with ease. See the boss down, girl is VVs. In a rat race, but I gotta get cheese. In a my lane, and nobody competes. Do you feel the swag? She's like, yes, indeed. Like I'm just a kill, so you rest in peace. Feel the ice now, got you feeling frosty. Ain't even with swans, but I got a pumpy. She's 100k plus on Instagram. I don't have to speak much, you know the gang. Don't mind burning bridges if the move is right. The car, no one was there for me when it was time. Can we fly out to Mars? Can we put up in the spaceship? Heard you wanna face this. God, don't mind paying for it. Got gallop on my right, gallop on the left. Gallop on the left, big party, I'm breast. So why would I stress? So why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse. Came to with the gang, but the guy over there. Trying not to stare, car, you know I'm stressed. So why would I stress? So why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse. Guess. Yeah. I be where the figures at, trying to bring stress. Yeah. Had to get rid of that, call the weed, man, get loud, let me build it back. Used to rely on that, I ain't in and out. Fly from above, oh, I
eyes, so you know I know my worth. Finesse and flex. Why would I stress when I made the money stretch?
Oh why, I can never stress about you, no way. No lie, though I shut down shows, I be trapping all day. My drip is insane. I thought I told you niggas stay up in your lane. Your main bitch, she could be my side bitch, cause she know my money longer and she want climbing.
Got gallop on my right, gallop on the left, gallop on the left, big body I'm breast. So why would I stress? So why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse. Came to with the gang, but the guy over there trying not to stare, cause you know I'm stressed. So why would I stress? So why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse.
I have money in West, girl in East, money indeed, that's what I need. Money I sing, it's a rubber with tin. Playboy, full time in his team. For my interest, she flash breast to tease me. Sexy little mama turn her, deceive me. A G-spot, that's why I G-checked. Move right or you can get a G-check.
Got gallop on my right, gallop on the left, gallop on the left, big body I'm breast. So why would I stress, so why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse. Catch you with the gang, but the guy over there trying not to stare, cause you know I'm stressed. So why would I stress, so why would I stress? Born to finesse, so born to finesse. Thank you.